How to use investment banking to raise capital for your business. Unless you're Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg, chances are you won't be able to fund the initial capital for your business with your own pocket money. Even if you have a trust fund and don't mind dipping into it to invest in your company, there are many other more reliable ways of accessing capital for your business than self-funding. Investment capital is one of the most common ways for businesses to get the funding they need to launch and grow. However, raising capital from existing sources can be challenging. Here's how you can use your investment banking to raise capital for your business. A. Network with investment bankers and VCs. One of the best ways to get your business the capital it needs is to network with other investment bankers and venture capitalists, VCs. Once you're in touch with these people, you can let them know that you're interested in getting your business funded. In some cases, you may even be able to find people who are willing to fund your business in exchange for an equity stake. It's also a good idea to keep an eye out for investment banking conferences in your area. Attending these can be a great way to network face-to-face with potential investors and partners who can get you the money you need to grow your business. B. Find the right investors for your business. When you've found a source of investment capital, it's time to start thinking about who might be the right fit for your company. The first thing to do is to create a pitch deck that contains all the relevant information about your company and the type of funding you're looking to receive. This deck should include information such as your company's mission statement, your business's current financial state, and how you plan to use the money to grow your company. You should also think about what type of investor you're looking for. For example, if you're seeking angel investment, you'll want to find someone open to investing at a very early stage of the company's life cycle. C. Determine how much you're looking to raise. When you've compiled a list of potential investors to pitch to, it's time to figure out how much capital you're looking to raise. It's important to remember that you don't have to ask for the whole amount up front. You can offer a loan or debt financing if you don't have enough capital on hand to give the money in one lump sum. Wrapping up. The key to successfully raising capital for your business is to keep your pitch short and sweet. Investors don't have the time or the patience to listen to a long-winded, rambling pitch that never gets to the point. Let your potential investors know what your company does, where you are in the business life cycle, how much you're looking to raise, and what you plan to do with the cash. If you can shortly convey all of this information, you're on the right track. How you can trust an investment firm with your wealth. There are so many investment firms advertising their services that it's almost impossible to know who to trust. But how do you know which firm is trustworthy and won't take your money and run? In this article, we'll explain why you should be cautious about trusting just anyone with your hard-earned money. But don't let that scare you away from high-quality financial advisors and investment firms, because there are a few red flags to watch for when selecting an advisor or a firm with which to partner. In this article, we will discuss the benefits of working with an investment firm versus an individual advisor, what questions you should ask any prospective firm or advisor before signing on with them, and some red flags to look out for when vetting potential partners in your financial future. Why you should be careful when selecting a firm. Firms, like people, can be greedy. But the regulation and oversight of financial firms ensure they act in the best interest of their clients. This is more difficult to evaluate when selecting an individual financial advisor. Again, greed is a real concern. It's hard to know whether an advisor has your best interests at heart when you're in the initial stages of forming a relationship with them. There is a significant difference between greed and self-interest. An advisor may have a fiduciary standard behind them, but that doesn't mean they will act in your best interest. A fiduciary standard means advisors are legally bound to act in their clients' best interests. A financial advisor who has your best interests at heart will have your financial situation, goals, and risk tolerance at the top of your mind at all times. They will ask you questions about your financial situation and goals, and they will recommend financial products that are a good fit for you. Red flags when vetting investment firms. All firms aren't created equal, and there are some red flags you should be on the lookout for when vetting potential financial firms. Here are a few, Alarm bells should go off if the firm is not registered with the SEC or your state's securities regulator. The firm may not be legitimate. Avoid firms that claim to be fiduciaries, that is, legally bound to act in their client's best interest, but aren't registered with the SEC as such. Be wary of firms that solicit business with excessive advertising, particularly if they are running ads on TV. Such firms are often paying to advertise on TV, and they might have to reduce their fees as a result. Beware of firms that don't have a reputable track record. The benefits of working with an investment firm. An investment firm is like a financial department with advisors and analysts who work together to help you reach your financial goals. You might want to work with an investment firm because you may need help in more than one financial area. For example, you might want to work with an investment firm that offers financial advice, retirement planning, and financial planning for your children's college funds. Working with an investment firm gives you access to the knowledge and experience of multiple advisors who can help you in different areas of your finances.